This week, our nation entered into a season of thinking intentionally about the nature of leadership. Earlier this week, Joe Biden accepted the nomination as the Democratic Party's candidate to be president. And then next week, the Republican Party will do the same with President Trump, nominating him. And we have to make a choice about what it means to be a leader for our nation, what we need at this particular moment in time. The question of leadership is really always before us. Who should we trust? How should they lead? What does it mean to be a leader? And that was important for 1 Peter. After talking for so long about our identity in Christ and how we should live, he recognizes that communities need leaders, and he offers a vision for what leadership looks like. That's what we'll be talking about today on Prime Worship. So glad that you could join us. The Lord be with you.
This is Prime, the online service of prayer and praise for and from the City Road Chapel, United Methodist Church, located in Madison, Tennessee. This service is for August the 23rd, 2020.
Let us pray together. Almighty God, grant that with your truth always in our minds, we may please you in all that we say or do. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
Here's a great old song, Love Lifted Me. Now, you know I like to put a little rhythm in the song, so I know you're going to enjoy this. Sing along at home. Here we go. Love Lifted Me.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me. Nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I'll cling. In his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best song. Faithful, loving service to him belong. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows his will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted. lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Our act of praise comes from Psalm 124. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when our enemies attacked us, then they would have swallowed us up alive when their anger was kindled against us. Then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Welcome to City Road Chapel, a church in the United Methodist tradition located in Madison, Tennessee. For over 170 years, people have gathered in this area to worship, study, and serve their neighbors. We are deeply rooted in this community and are committed to proclaiming God's love to all of our neighbors, no matter their background or situation. During the COVID outbreak, we have suspended in-person worship to keep everyone safe. Our ministry in Madison includes caring for children and assisting families through our Child Development Center, and offering help to the impoverished through a variety of ministries. We believe that we are called to both grow in our love of God and to love our neighbors as Christ loved us. Our ministry is dependent on the generosity of our members and the community. If you would like to make a donation to the work of City Road Chapel, please visit our website at cityroadchapel.org/give. All donations are tax deductible. We hope and pray that you find meaning in today's service, and we hope that you will continue to join us online or join us at our Sunday worship service very soon.
Our scripture for today is 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. Therefore, I have a request for the elders among you. I ask this as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, and as one who shares in the glory that is about to be revealed. I urge the elders, like shepherds, tend the flock among you. Watch over it. Don't shepherd because you must, but do it voluntarily for God. Don't shepherd greedily, but do it eagerly. Don't shepherd by ruling over those entrusted to your care, but become examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive an unfading crown of glory. In the same way, I urge you who are younger, accept the authority of the elders. And everyone, clothe yourselves with humility toward each other. God stands against the proud, but He gives favor to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under God's power, so that He may raise you up in the last day. Throw all your anxiety onto Him, because He cares about you. As you reflect on this passage, consider the following questions. What does leadership look like for Peter? Who are leaders you look up to who reflect these values? What does it mean to you to be a leader?
So one of the things I'm regularly asked to think about as a pastor is what it means to be a leader. After all, I went to a seminary and spent 3 years thinking about the Bible for sure, but also the nature of leadership. And there are any number of books on my shelf that talk about different types of leadership, what it means to be a leader. There's a lot of emphasis on the pastor as the spiritual leader or the administrative leader or the shepherd of the flock. And so leadership is something that we are told again and again that I need to be engaged in and thinking about. But of course, there are all sorts of ways of thinking about leadership. So in the midst of all of that, I was struck by some commentary that the scholar N.T. Wright made about 1 Peter and this particular passage we're looking at today. He said that when he speaks, he often begins by saying that I don't really believe in leadership. He doesn't really believe in leadership. I'll quote him. Or that I don't really think it's the most important category, certainly not in the way it's often talked about today. And then he goes on. He says, what I find is that anything worth calling leadership happens often without people thinking about it as such. When someone is so energetically and productively involved in whatever it is, whether making music or running a business, whether organizing a market stall or heading up a government department, that they communicate that energy and productivity, that enthusiasm and effectiveness to those around them. Leadership, in other words, is a bit like friendship. It's something that happens best when you're not thinking about leadership, or friendship as it might be, but about whatever it is that you're actually doing together. For N.T. Wright, leadership is not something that you study, but something that you live out in your day-to-day life. Now, we've spent several weeks in Peter's letter. And throughout that letter, we've seen how that Peter has been talking about our identity in Christ, how he wants us to understand ourselves as God's people and God's temple. And then he moved to thinking about how we should live in the world, and he called us to live lives that walk in the footsteps of Jesus, that we live our lives and structure our lives as Jesus would have lived, and that we offer God's love and radical hospitality to others. And so now he's moving into the closing of this letter. And he wants the community of faith that he's writing to think about the nature of those who would lead the community. And as has been true throughout his letter, he's concerned with both how leaders understand themselves, their identity, and then how they should conduct themselves in their act of leadership. Now, we don't know much about the leaders of the community to whom Peter is writing. We don't know anything about their leadership style. We don't know about the specific problems they were facing. What we do know is that they were trying to lead folks through difficult times and trying to lead a community that was dispersed throughout the region. And that's a tough leadership task. Just ask any pastor these days in the midst of the COVID epidemic how hard it is to lead in difficult times when people are dispersed. And yet Peter, the rock upon whom the church was built, as a leader, reaches out to the elders of that community and says, I want to plead with you. I want to offer you a vision of what leadership should look like. The image that Peter lands upon, of course, is that of a shepherd. And we shouldn't be surprised. After all, in his journeys with Jesus, he would have heard the story of the good shepherd, Jesus as the good shepherd, and the story of the shepherd who would go and seek after the lost sheep. Shepherding was something that was well known in the time of Jesus and Peter. And that's because sheep were the most important domestic animal throughout the region of Palestine, really throughout the entire Mediterranean region. And there are tons of references in the scriptures to sheep and shepherds. Now, the value of sheep stands in direct proportion to the kind of guidance, the amount of guidance and protection that they're given. You see, sheep are easily lost and they're defenseless against predators. And so the sheep put their trust in the one who is guarding the flock, that is, the shepherd. Now, most of the shepherd's work involves leading the sheep to food and water and then returning them to the safety of the fold. It wasn't exciting work in any way. The main job was to lead the flock to fertile fields where they could feed and grow and to keep them safe from those things that would harm them. So for Peter, in the midst of difficult times, leadership is not about some sort of management skill. It's about taking care of those whom you've been given. You know, it's striking to me that Peter's image of the leader as a shepherd seems to be at odds with how some would characterize leadership today. Because for Peter, leadership is not a goal to be attained or something that shows off our status or competence or success. For Peter, leadership is something that's just offered as a part of who we are. Leadership is about character, demonstrated in one's concern for everyone in the flock. And Peter doesn't seem to see leadership as some sort of power trip, where the leader is in charge and subjects should bend to his or her will. Rather, leadership is demonstrated by example as the shepherd journeys with the flock. And most of all, leaders for Peter are humble and a non-anxious presence as they and the flock travel together. They don't have all the answers. Maybe they don't even have any of the answers. But they also don't let themselves be consumed with fear in the midst of dark places. They remember that the Lord is our shepherd, and when we walk through dark valleys, God is with us. So some of you may be asking now, okay, preacher, that's all well and good, but why are you sharing this with us? Because, you know, are you just preaching to yourself? Aren't you the one that needs to be hearing this message? And yes, I do at times need to be reminded of what leadership in the kingdom of God is all about. But I think it's important for us because we, at least in this nation, are called to select our leaders. We're called to think about who our leaders are. And I'm not just talking about church leaders here. I'm talking about leaders in our cities and in our state and in our nation. And we need to be asking ourselves as we select the folks who are going to lead us, are they consumed with themselves or are they instead thinking about the needs and the concerns of the flock? Are they people that are really want to show off who they are? Or are they willing to be humbled? And maybe admit that they don't have all the answers, but they're working with us together to try to lead us to the place we need to go. See, leadership isn't easy. It's hard. And we can't do it. One person can't do it by himself or herself. It really takes all of us working to get to where we need to go. But I also think we need to think about this not only just because we get to select our leaders, but because many of us are leaders. Leaders in different ways. Leaders at work, leaders at school. And that we've been given this task of leadership. And I think all of us who walk in the way of Jesus at some point are called to be leaders to others. And so we have to ask ourselves, are we leading through some sort of sense of credentialing, or are we leading out of our own example? Are we humbling ourselves? Do we understand ourselves as servant leaders? The New Testament talks a lot about leaders being servants. And Jesus said, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. So how are we living out our lives as leaders? And when people look at us, do they see an example that says, oh yeah, that's somebody I want to follow because of the way they live their lives? I've been blessed through the years to have had those types of leaders in my life. In fact, I still have them. People in this church who I look up to and who live out the call of Christ in the way that they live their lives, and I want to follow in their example. And I hope at times that there will be times when folks see that in me as well. So as we think about leadership today, and as we enter into this season of thinking about leadership in our nation, I hope that you'll be engaged in prayer and thoughtful reflection on what it means to be a leader in God's kingdom. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, and thou my true word. I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou and thou only first in my heart, great God of heaven, my treasure thou art. Great God of heaven, my victory won, may I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befalls, still be my vision, O ruler of all.
Well, hello everybody, I hope you're having a good week, and as we prepare to end our service today, I want to give you a couple of updates on what's going on. First of all, tonight at 5 o'clock, we will be doing our community meals to go. We always love to have folks help with that, and you are invited to come join us at 4 o'clock to help us bag up meals and get them ready to be able to send out. So we'd love to have you come join us 4 o'clock at the church, where bring your mask, and we'll have a good time helping our neighbors. I want to give a quick update on a couple of things with Millie Grammer. Word has gone out, I think most of you all know now, that Millie has started receiving some hospice care support. That doesn't mean a rapid change in her status, but what it does mean is that she and Jeff are getting some assistance that they need. We love Millie, and we are just wrapping our arms around her. There's going to be a special celebration of Millie's life. We're working with King's Daughters on this, and very tentatively, it's scheduled for September the 12th. I don't know all the details yet, but if you would make sure to put that on your calendar and hold that date, I know you would want to show her your love. And then last but not least, I just continue to need your guidance about what we offer online. And if there's an interest in online classes of any sort, please let me know. I know Emily Stinson and I have talked about her possibly leading an online group, study group. And so if there's any interest at all, please email me at pastor@cityroadchapel.org and let me know how things are going, what you'd be interested in at this point. And so now let's take a moment to review the prayer situations we know of as they scroll by on your screen.
Let us pray. Master of the universe, provider of us all, we bow before you in praise, offering shouts of thanksgiving to your holy name. Your grace is bigger than anything we can imagine, for we know that we fail so many times to walk in your way. Forgive us for falling short of your ideals, and empower us to walk in the way that Jesus walked. Lord God, we pray for the leaders in the world, those in the church and those throughout the world. Help them be good shepherds. Help them to consider the needs of all in the flock. Humble them, reminding them of their call to service. And Lord, give those of us who are making decisions about leaders the wisdom to lift up those who live in your way through their example and not merely their words. As your body, we lift up the needs of the world to you, trusting that you are bringing your love to all. Heal the sick. Comfort the brokenhearted. Be present to all who need a special measure of your grace. Jesus, we bring all these petitions before you, remembering that you took the form of a servant, humbling yourself to the point of death, so that all the world might be redeemed and light would shine in the darkness. It's in your honor that we pray together the prayer you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Yes, may God.